It is a Tuesday, and that means it's a mindful living Tuesday. Mindful living, mindful eating, mindful food, mindful everything you consume, from your friends to your feeds on Facebook, to the news that you watch, to the water that you drink. And in order to do that properly, we have to get our award-winning mindful eating cookbook author, Gizelle Hoffman. Hello, my friend.
Hello, Danny dearest. How are you doing on this beautiful autumny Tuesday morning?
You know, you say autumn, but yesterday, while I was outside picking some veggies and going through my veggie garden to see where I'm planting what next, I looked at the swimming pool and I thought, I could swim. And this is a very strange thing because normally at this time of year, you know, there's no more swimming, but it's so warm and we're so blessed at the moment that the days are still as long as they were and you can still spend time outside. It's so good.
Yeah, I need to be honest with you. I think us living in Gauteng is quite blessed with regards to the weather. It's just for me, it means autumn because a lot of the trees in the area that I stay is turning into beautiful autumn colors. Ruby reds, rustic oranges, you know, the beautiful yellows. And apart from red, yellow happens to be my favorite color. So this is one of my favorite times of the year.
I'm here for this. So my trees haven't started turning yet. And I don't know if that's because brakpan trees are slower than the rest of hunting or because we have better weather. I'm going with the latter here. I don't know.
It could be the kind of trees you've got in your garden. I have to come up for your trees here. You know, there's numerous reasons, you know, why they haven't changed color as of just yet. But it can also be because you're staying in brakpan. I don't know what the temperature difference is exactly or the climate difference between, you know, Midrand and Brakpan, but I'm sure we can do our calculations and we'll come to a conclusion.
No, let's just pretend.
I'm also happy with pretending, yes.
I'm not good at math. Anyway, so Izala and I were chatting a little bit yesterday about, or over the weekend, I don't remember what year it is at this point, but we were chatting about celebrating and celebration of ourselves and the big things, but also the small things and how important it is. And I really think that we don't celebrate ourselves enough, Izala. Like, you know, I have this friend and she's been battling with depression for about 3-4 years now. And during last year when it was locked down, she was isolating by herself. And she was very, very depressed. And it got to a stage where her and her therapist were meeting more than once a week. And the only thing that they would measure her day on was whether or not she made her bed. And making her bed became her little celebration, that it wasn't such a bad day for her, that she could get up and make her bed. And I just think it's so necessary for us to maybe bring it back very close to ourselves and start really talking about celebrating the smallest of things.
You know, Danny, it's so funny that we happen to always be on the same wavelength here. But literally just last week, I was also, you know, I caught myself sitting in traffic, funny enough, the one day, and I was thinking to myself, you know, now I want to complain because I'm sitting in traffic and I'm frustrated because I'm most probably going to be late for my next appointment. But I can drive a car. I have a car to drive. I'm able to drive. I've got a valid driver's license. I am like mobile. I can get from point one to point two. So why am I exactly complaining because I'm sitting in traffic? There's so many people that would literally give so much just to be stuck in traffic. And I think maybe I'm using traffic as an example today because we all complain about that. If you live in Gauteng, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. For some weird reason, whenever it's a gloomy, rainy, or depressed-looking day, it's like everyone forgets how to drive properly.
Yeah.
And, you know, traffic is always the one thing that tests my patient levels, you know, because not everyone sticks to the rules and not everyone, you know, allows you to do what you need to do in a safe way on the road, because not everyone looks out for everyone else on the road too. They often just see where they need to go and they couldn't care less whether you happen to be in the way, or if it was your turn to turn first, or, you know, cross the stop street first. So, yeah, traffic is a little bit of a thorn in my side at the moment, purely because I use that as my benchmark of how patient am I today. And, yes, when I can get through a whole day without getting frustrated because of traffic, I even celebrate that because, trust me, people, the coffee when you get home with the right almond milk, and if it's a proper beans a cup, and Danny would know I'm quite, I really like my coffee. That coffee to me just tastes so much better because I feel like I've sat through traffic for you. You are going to taste absolutely amazing.
Dude, I 100% feel you. It's so funny. We are always on exactly the same, wavelengths. I was also, so, I've been telling Izal, I had a very rough last week and I was very sad and I felt very alone and very miserable, right? So I'm going to use the right words, miserable, myth. And eventually I had to look around me and go, yeah, there are some things that aren't great at the moment, but there is so much that I have to be grateful for and so much that I can celebrate. And I am such a lucky girl that, yes, I'm allowed to be sad today, but from tomorrow when my eyes open, no more sad, no more myth, and we're going to celebrate absolutely everything. And that's exactly the mindset that I've walked into this week with, Izal. Make the coffee and make the real coffee, not the instant coffee, every single day, because today could be the last day and we need to celebrate that day so hard.
Yeah, Danny, you know what? It's about those little celebrations, and that all boils back down to the same thing we've been talking about for more than a year now. Self-care, self-love. You can't overflow from an empty cup. And if you feel like your cup is empty, I've got this thing that I always do. As soon as I find myself in a negative state of mind, I look at both my hands, and I'm very blessed to have 10 fingers. I have not burned or lost any of them yet, even though some days with the oven, I tend to feel like, yo, I might just lose a finger or two one day. But apart from that, like, you have 10 fingers, people, and even if you have 9 or 8 or whatever amount of fingers you have, whenever you find yourself in a negative state of mind, look at your hands and immediately start counting blessings and start naming things that you are thankful for, because I promise you that just immediately brings you back to reality and makes you realize that the glass is in fact half full. It's not half empty. But that's something you have to do on the daily, because yes, it's like you say, so quickly we can get absorbed into any and everything that goes wrong in life. And with COVID comes a lot of stresses and ripple effects on a lot of businesses, and things just aren't the way it used to be. Yeah. But people, you still have so much to be thankful for. And if this sort of way that I sort of bring myself back to reality pretty much every day can make a change or a difference in your life, I do encourage you to do the same. There's always something to be thankful for. There's always a silver lining around every dark cloud. And the only thing that, you know, is the difference between that silver lining or just seeing the gloomy cloud is your mindset, people. Yeah. So, you know, just try and flip the coin and see life from a different perspective. And yeah, the glass is in fact always half full.
But another way that you can celebrate yourself and have some self-care, and this is something that I've been exploring over the last year and a half with you, especially in your cookbook, Mindful Eating, is food and how cooking can and creating from scratch amazing recipes is celebrating self-love and definitely loving yourself and your family. So every week you share a recipe, and this week you're going to give us my favorite one. Favorite.
So yes, we are making my chicken meatball recipe this week, and I'm so happy we selected it because our vegetable, or one of the vegetables in this, is in fact red bell peppers or pimento peppers. And people, they are autumny colors because they are beautiful and red. Now, if you can't get the red ones and you want to substitute them for the yellow ones, I do encourage you to do so. Our orange ones can also work. So we're talking all the autumn colors here. But for this recipe, I find that the normal green pepper is just slightly too bitter. For this recipe, you actually don't want the bitterness of the green pepper, so opt to go for all the autumn-flavored colors, people. And you're going to thank me later, because this really is such a beautiful recipe. It always tastes good. It looks good. It presents well. Yes, it never disappoints. And, I mean, Danny can agree because she's made it quite a few times. But the emphasis I would like to put on an ingredient today would most definitely have to be on the herb that we make use of in this chicken meatballs, and that is, in fact, fresh basil. Absolutely love fresh basil.
You know, when I've made it, and I've made it just as meatballs, like Izal says, you put them in the fridge and you won't stop eating them. That is not a lie. They freeze really, really well. But I've also made them in place of falafel, and I've made my homemade pizza and my hummus and my tzatziki and all the little chopped veggies. And then we make like a family style table, and everyone sits around the table and breaks off some pizza and grabs a meatball, and just that family style food with one of Izal's recipes creates the most beautiful space of sharing and love and support. And this is why I love this recipe so much, because every time I've eaten it, it's been with my family.
But also, it's a meatball or a little, you know, finger foods or just one of those snacks. It does, like you say, just bring all special occasions together. I mean, they're so ideal for the lunchbox to work. They're ideal for a road trip for some pad thai. But oh my goodness, have you tried to pack them in a picnic basket and go and sit, whether it's outside in your garden, your favorite park, your favorite place? They just are really so versatile. And I do believe the most cherished moments in life happens around the lunch or the dinner table. So I'm very happy to hear that one of my recipes brings your family together, Danny.
Of course it does. I don't think you realize how many families come together over your recipes, Izal Hoffman. But speaking of your recipes and cooking and all the things that you do, what are you doing this weekend? Because you are a busy, busy girl.
Well, I'm definitely planning to make some pad thai this weekend, Danny. So I think this chicken meatball recipe is just up my alley, and definitely it might even make my dinner table, because the more I look at this image that's in the book, you know, it is in the chapter Motivation Monday. So it means it's one of those meal prep recipes that you, like you say, can make in bulk, can share with people, can freeze, can leave in your fridge. It's just so versatile and so ideal. But I am going to actually celebrate a little bit of Mustang and Shelby cars over the weekend with Ford South Africa, because on Saturday I'm really gonna hopefully not throw my name away, because I'm not really too good with simming. I don't know if you've ever been in a simulator and tried to drive this virtual car on a screen. I mean, there's no traffic, so that's the one upside. But at Shelby here in Joburg in Bryanston area, we're gonna be simming on Saturday. Hopefully I don't come last, touch wood. And then on Sunday morning, we're actually leaving for Red Star Raceway quite early. We're going to gather around 6 o'clock in the morning. Definitely going to have some extra coffee for the road. And then we're going to celebrate these beautiful, phenomenal cars on a track day. So you need to be on the lookout for some, you know, highlights on my social media. And people, if I don't post anything, don't expect the worst. Because you can't be driving and filming all at the same time. But very excited. And Mustang has always been one of those cars that's been on my bucket list to drive, just because I feel it's such a muscle car. It's got such a persona to it. And if you're a woman and you feel like you can buff things up in life a little bit, I do feel a car like that is a beautiful weekend drive.
I am so jealous, but it's okay. My friends have nice things too. It's okay.
You know what, Danny? I always say, if you want to know if someone's your real friend, you must always be on the lookout whether they celebrate with you in the highs and support you in the lows. So the fact that you can be happy for me, friend, I think we can be friends. Yes, we can remain friends and hopefully share still a lot of recipes and special moments and cherished days together.
Done. As long as one day I can also come drive nice cars with you, and then I'll bring you to do things with me. I don't know what things we do because I don't do anything, but we'll do those things together.
We still have to go to the strawberry farm together. I'm all for picking some strawberries, and hopefully that's not too late, because the strawberry jam, people, especially if you cook it with honey, is really the way to go. I mean, the sweeter the strawberries, you can sweeten it with honey, of course, but a pinch of salt and some caramel essence and a drop of vanilla essence really goes a long way. And the longer you cook it, the more beautiful color it gets. So it's one thing having a home-cooked meal and sharing a home-cooked meal, but to give someone something homemade as a gift, that really goes a long way for me as well.
Okay, go race your fancy car this weekend and have the best time. And then next if you're free, we'll go pick some strawberries and some blueberries. Deal.
That sounds like a very sweet, sticky date to me.
Done. Izelle Hoffman, as always, I love you. Thank you. Have the best week.
Have a best, blessed, healthy week, Danny. Eat your vegetables and, yes, leave some strawberries for me at the strawberry farm till next weekend.